The gospel text for this Sunday is found from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, and we shall rise to hear it.
Jeesus sanoo, menkää sisään ahtaasta portista. Monet menevät avarasta portista ja laveaa tietä, mutta se vie kadotukseen. Miten ahdas onkaan se portti ja kapea se tie, joka vie elämään, ja vain harvat löytävät sen. Rakkaat sanan kuulijat, veljet ja sisaret, on
ilo. Dear listeners, brothers and sister, it's a pleasure, joy to come together before the word of God. The word that he read was enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road. I didn't have the translation on. But this nature around us teaches us about the greatness of God. And Jesus also taught within a natural surrounding. Sometimes he was on a mountainside, sometimes he was on a lake, and he used familiar images to lead his followers toward the most important questions. Today's gospel is from the end of the Sermon on the Mount. It's a short text, but its message is powerful. It leads us into the truth of God's word. The theme for today is truth and error, a very topical theme for our times. Very relevant for today. We live in a world where there is more information than ever before. News, opinions, research are flooding all around us without stopping. Many people stop and ask, what can we even trust anymore? Who's telling the truth? Where is the truth? These aren't questions that were invented today, but in fact, for all times, man has been a seeker of truth. We live in a time when truth is manipulated and distorted and made to fit people's opinions, tailored to suit each other's opinions. Social media gives everyone a voice, but at the same time, it creates a space where misinformation spreads rapidly. It can seem appealing. No longer do people ask what is true, but instead, what feels good. Truth is often mistaken as something that people can define for themselves. People have their own truth, but that's not how Jesus taught. Jesus does not say that there are many truths. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. When we speak about truth and error, and falsehood, we are not talking about a thought or an opinion. Rather, the truth of God's word is revealed in the Bible. The truth is Jesus Christ, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus also prayed on behalf of his own. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. Before his death, the Savior promised his own, saying, ye shall receive an advocate. I will send him from the Father, the Spirit of truth. He will come from the Father. Therefore, when the word of God is proclaimed through the power of the Holy Spirit, it is timely and relevant. It does not change with the opinions of the world. It leads us to the truth and to justice. Today we can marvel at how science explores the world. Every new discovery in nature reveals the wisdom of the Creator. When you look at a forest, you look at the sky, or a human being, we can marvel at the order which God has created in His creation. But there are also truths which science cannot reach. Science cannot study forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of Christ. It cannot measure the work of the Holy Spirit as it works inside of a person. Nor can science reveal the kingdom of God. These matters are in the domain of faith. They can only be revealed through the Holy Spirit. Apostle Paul writes to the congregation of Corinth that if Christ had not risen from the dead, all of the entire Christian faith would be in vain. But Christ has been raised from the dead. And on that foundation, life and the kingdom of God is based. And the sermon of the forgiveness of sin. In today's gospel, Jesus speaks of two ways, two roads, which arrive at two entirely different destinations. The one road is wide, and it is the road of unbelief. It may look appealing, and it can allow you to travel as you like. You don't have to ask what the Word of God says. You don't have to stop and pause and study your own heart. But the world and the enemy of souls assures us that that's where happiness can be found. And that is why this way, this path is so treacherous, because it does not look dangerous. But Jesus sees farther ahead. He sees the end of that road, and He wishes to speak about this in His Word. And that's why He says in His Word that broad is the road that leads to destruction, which means eternal suffering and separation from God. These are not things that people want to talk about in our time, but our Savior speaks of them. Not to frighten us, but to love us, whom God has created. And then He speaks about the narrow road. Not because Jesus made the salvation difficult, but God speaks about how the kingdom of God is like a kingdom of children. The salvation is already prepared and ready, and Christ has already done it for us. But the reason that the gate is narrow or small is that it does not allow our own self-righteousness to enter in. We as people would like to take something with us. We would like to demonstrate that, hey, at least I tried. I have accomplished some good things. But before God, all of these merits of personal merits are pointless. That's why Jesus says, few find it. not because God does not want to provide salvation for people, but because many people walk past. Many people trust in their own wisdom, in their own goodness, in the promises of this world more than in the Word of God. And the word of the narrow gate is found when the Holy Spirit is able to illuminate it. That is when a person takes refuge in Him alone, in the salvation prepared by Christ. This narrow gate only allows a sinful person to enter, not a strong person, but a weak person, a person who needs mercy and God's love. And the words of the prophet Isaiah are fulfilled. Come, buy without money, without cost. Thus, this gospel is a gift that cannot be bought or earned. It can be accepted with the faith of the heart. This is difficult for human nature. We want to do something for ourselves. We don't want to accept things as gifts. The first letter of John says, if we say that we have no sin, if we claim we have no sin, we are betraying ourselves and the truth is not in us. But the same word of God continues that if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and righteous, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The Savior himself, Jesus, walked this way, which we cannot walk. He opened the way to heaven. He bore our sins on the cross of Golgotha. He suffered the punishment that we deserved. And on Easter morning, he rose from the dead so that everyone who believes in him may have life. For God so loved the world, John writes, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him may not perish but have eternal life. This salvation plan of God has been known from the beginning, from the very beginning, from the first human pair. When they fell into sin, God promised in paradise or in the Garden of Eden that the enemy of soul posed a question, has God truly said this? Isn't this same question asked in our time as well? People ask, is the teaching of the Bible still relevant? Couldn't man think differently already? When man begins to abandon God's word and Jesus' teachings, he loses a strong, solid foundation. John writes, whoever does not abide in Christ's teaching does not have God. Dear brothers and sisters, this morning it is comforting that this path to heaven has been opened, that Jesus himself encouraged us or encouraged his disciples when they were left in the midst of this world. In his farewell speech, in his farewell sermon, he said, I have spoken these things to you so that you may have peace in me. In the world, you will be oppressed. But take heart, I have overcome the world. As children of God, we are sometimes tired on this journey. Even this morning, there may be somebody listening whose heart is sad. Maybe he has things on his conscience. Maybe the joy of believing is fading. And he's wondering, am I still entitled to the mercy of God? You, dear listener, may personally believe this gospel into your own heart. In the name of Jesus the Savior, and in his atonement blood, you can believe all sins and temptations forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. And hence, we can rely on this gospel, which gives us strength on this journey of life. And there may be somebody listening who is still searching for grace and peace of God into his heart. You are entitled to this same gospel. This road is not closed. The grace gate is still open. And the good message of the kingdom of God is still preached. You too can believe. Your sins and unbelief forgiven in the name and atoning blood of the Savior Jesus Christ. We are on a journey of endeavoring. We walk by faith, not by seeing. But one day, faith will change to seeing. Faith will turn into seeing, and hope into eternity, hope in the bliss of eternal life. Then this imperfection will be left behind, and we will see Christ face to face. My own heart longs for the gospel. Can I believe my sins forgiven? I wish to believe. In Jesus' name, amen.